Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds, your weekly supernatural fix. Yes, we're here. We are here from 6 to 7 p.m. Super, super duper excited. Oh, you have no idea. Every day, it's so exciting. But when you come here on WMFO and you do your thing, oh, it just makes, it's the cherry on top. It really is. It's just it's the excellence, you know? Like, totally excellence. like Bill and Ted excellence. Yeah, let me take it there. It's like the Bill and Ted excellence. Speaking of excellence, we have an amazing, excellent show going on for you today. That's right. So guess what? I had a dream. I'm burping while I'm trying to talk. I had a dream that basically I saw this random woman and she was showing me this music and she said this music is from the ocean, and I told her, oh, this sounds familiar. I go to sleep to this, so it sounded like kind of ambient, but it was very strange. And I was like, oh, I think I know what this is. I went to sleep and she's like, no, it's never been done before. It's never been heard. This is new music that the guardians are bringing in, and it's from the water. It's from the ocean. And then another woman gave me a bouquet of flowers and she said, it's time for love and appreciation. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I was like, okay. So, and then this week while I was on the radio, I was about to play Frank Sinatra's Witchcraft. And what ended up happening was I pressed play and Lee Scratch Perry came on the Upsetters instead. And I was like, okay, this never happens. When I'm manually clicking on to a song, this never happens. And I knew it was him, but not only that, because Witchcraft, and that's the association. When I saw him live, he was wearing a Merlin hat. So, you know the story of Merlin. So he was wearing he wears a wizard's hat. And so, by the way, Lee Scratch Perry is the king of, he is the king of dub. So he is he's the innovator. He did a lot of innovative stuff in the studio and with production. And so that's why, he really paved the way for the new sound of, reggae and dub. And so, not dubstep, dub. And so, basically, this was a sign where he was like, play some of my music. I want to talk on your show. My spirit wants to talk on your show this evening. And not only that, it's his birthday. March 20th, that just passed. So that's another indicator of how spirit shows me that's them, of the signs. That's them, is usually they come on their birthday or day of their passing or around that time. And that's usually the symbol. And I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. So we're going to hear some songs about the water. We're going to hear some Lee Scratch Perry, and stay tuned. 6:05, we have our guided meditation. It's gonna be, this is enchanting. It's enchantical, okay? Yeah, I just made my own word, enchantical. So sit tight, relax. We're here and we're gonna heal. But first, let's play some Beach Boys, because they got a lot of songs about the water that you should really, really get into. Okay, I lied. Maybe 6:06 will be the guided meditation, because I want to uplift the vibration with some music. I want to play, that's how I do it. I like this whole thing. Paranormal Playground Sounds in the psychic world would not be Paranormal Playground Sounds without the music. So, seriousness, out of all seriousness. Let's do this. So this is a good old Brian Wilson that reminds me of the ocean.
I I got a notion we come from the ocean, and God Almighty passed his hands on the water. Blue the Pacific, as azure as the sky. Perfect for fish making a wish, just like a teardrop to fall. I am a diver, a long line survivor, and man small whales all body gravity zero. Play the hero, don't mean nothing you see. Man passing by, caught in the eye, pondering wherefore and why. God help me for my heart beats so fast. Our hearts meet at last. Feature creatures of God, let them abound where they are found. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hello, hello. Okay, thank you for joining. All right, so get nice and cozy, nice and comfortable. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's still daylight out. Oh, and it's 6 o'clock. How nice. Ooh, I love it. I love the spring, and I love the summer, and I love how it's gonna be all bright and sunny until like 8 o'clock at night. I love it. So, and I love you. So let's get nice and comfortable. Today is to unwind. Anything that's been stressful, hindering, anything that could have drained you, anything that, you know, you were not feeling that was aligned with your higher self. Today is we're going to recollect our power back. We're going to recollect our energy back. We're going to fill ourselves up to wholeness with this meditation right now. This is my gift to you because you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be loved without condition. You deserve to be loved with absolutely no withhold. You deserve that. So sometimes our ego and human emotions cannot hold the capacity to love so unconditionally, but sometimes they can. And whether that's through a friend, a colleague, a grandparent, or a pet, Those are the beautiful chances we get to see. But sometimes if we can't get a hold of humans, there's always spirit. And I'm just working as the conduit and channel for the infinite spirit. I'm just working as the medium for spirit to shine through to you so you can be healed. So let's get nice and comfortable. Wherever you are, you're driving, you're sitting, you're cleaning, you're walking, doesn't matter. Listen, you can right now receive this healing that I'm about to bring to you right now. Yes, and I'm going to implement some Reiki with this. I have been practicing Reiki, so now I'm going to start putting it into these meditations for you. Now get nice and comfortable and feel roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Let the love surround you. Let everything surround you. Let all the good be here. And just feel your energy field right now be surrounded in good. And when I mean your energy field be surrounded in good, not a good like you're going to be rewarded for being good, but the good that is always within you that is perfect. The good that was there before the reward system of being good or bad. That good that is eternal within you. Feel what that feels like to have an infinite good inside of you that never runs out and it never runs dry and it can never be taken away or given. It's yours. See, you are already prosperous in this moment. Feel how prosperous you are and feel the stillness. You can feel the beautiful springs coming in and imagine yourself outside and it's a beautiful, beautiful spring weather. Imagine yourself sitting on the beautiful grass, and as the grass turns beautiful and green and abundant, that rich, rich green, feel that green touching your feet or touching your legs or touching your bottom or touching your hands. Feel yourself earthing. And imagine that your shoes are off and you are barefoot onto the ground. And remember what that's like to walk barefoot into the dirt, into the ground, into the grass, and you can feel yourself connecting. You can feel already the richness and the abundance that is coming within your energy field as you're connecting with Mother Earth and Mother Nature. You can feel all the beauty that surrounds you right now. And you can see the butterflies, and you can see all the birds chirping, and you can feel the wind that is so subtle and the cool air. Right here, everything is perfect. Right here. Right here, we are presence, and you are your true self-being. Right here, you remember who you are. See, throughout the days, we can be distracted with so many things, so many thoughts, opinions, others say about us, what we say about ourselves, things that just kind of run amok in the human consciousness and the mind. And right here, we're just going to remove and declutter all of this because this is truth right here. You are loved. You are perfection. No matter what we are doing, the hustle, the bustle, the striving, the goal achieving, the work that's got to be done, or whatever it is, although we may, and it is perfectly fine if we enjoy, we are supposed to enjoy this work, but sometimes we need to take a step back and come back to us in reality of our infinite good. You see and you understand that 90% of everything we're witnessing is an illusion. And it's okay. It's a playful, playful world that we were meant to play in. We are not deeming this illusion as good or bad. We understand that we came here to create. So in this creative play, in this creative mode, this here is where we build. We are the architect of our world. We are the architect of our bodies. We are the architect of our energy fields. And everywhere we come, everywhere we go, and everyone we come into contact, feel the love surrounding you right now. Feel the playfulness and the plentitude and feel yourself being healed. Receive the healing energy from spirit right now as you can feel yourself become awake. You can feel yourself become energized and alive with that beautiful sunshine and vitamin D filling your entire soul up right now. Breathe in, breathe out. As you're taking this in and out, all of your loved ones are here. All of your loved ones are whispering the most magnificent news you could ever hear. What is the good news that you would like to hear? Imagine the best news you could hear today. And that is your spirit team whispering it to you. Because the reality is, even if that good news didn't happen today, the reality of you imagining that good news and hearing your spirit team whisper that to you is, in effect, the reality of you manifesting that. And that is already here in this paradigm here for you, and it's going to happen. It's going to manifest. Feel how good it feels to be uplifted. To be uplifted in such unconditional love. To be filled with so much freedom and magic. And the innocence that comes back to when you were your little self. Imagine what that feels like to have permission to be your little self again. To be that beautiful light, that beautiful dancing light that was free to imagine, that was free to fly. You were free to live in fairy tales. You were free to live in abundance. You lived that Peter Pan life, that Peter Pan and the Lost Boys life. You lived it with the pirates, Tinkerbell, Tiger Lily, Wendy. It was all there. And remember when they said in Peter Pan, think happy thoughts and you will fly? Well, that is true. It has always been true. You see, Disney was always telling a spiritual story through his animated movies. Disney was always telling a spiritual story. Think happy thoughts and you will fly. Try it now. Think of a happy thought. Someone you love. Something you love to do. Something you love to eat. Something you love to feel. Music you love to listen to. And see how high your vibration raises when you think of that happy thought. Just like in Peter. You see, your real self is this, your little self, before the programming, before the rules, before you were told what you can and cannot do, what you can and cannot say. That is you, your free self that just loved. You loved and you laughed 1,000 times a day. Bring that and restore that here. Imagine a day of so much love and laughter all day. That is the healing force, love, laughter, joy in manifesting it. Infinite Spirit wants you to heal right now. Infinite Spirit loves you. The Infinite Unseen Present loves you so much that you have tuned in to this very broadcasting of love. The Infinite Spirit loves you so much that there are so many people out there that want to play this role of service so they can spread this love, so they can spread this light and be a force in this world of manifesting good. Let's come back to love. You are love. I am love. We are loved. You are loved. I am love. We are love. You are love. Love, you are love, we are loved, I am love. You are loved, I am love, we are loved, you are loved. I am love, you are loved. I am love, you are loved. I am loved. You are so, so loved. I love you. And yes, I'm bringing back my one woman movement of love. Not just for February, not just for Valentine's Day. It's going to be here all day, every day. And it's going to be here in the Paranormal Playground Zones. So when you are finished and you've felt yourself coming back to the earth plane, when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile, give a nice big stretch, and you know that you can walk into this world with this power, with this infinite power you are reminded of. You are so blessed. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope the best for you, and I'm blessing you, because a world and a life and every day with love is just, it just makes everything more magical. When we're giving love to other people, it feels good. It feels so good. Remove the anger and the hatred. That isn't your story anymore. And even if you still feel those lower feelings, even if it's hatred, it's okay. This is the love for you. The unconditioned love that never runs out. It overflows. And when you are ready to tap into the love, you will. There is no rushing. There's no forcing. Because you already love. It's just a matter of you awakening to your infinite power and remembering. That's all. Woo! Yes! Let's give a round of applause for spirit. Let's give a round of applause for everybody listening. Let's give a round of applause for life. Because we're here and life is good. Let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate every single day. Yes! Woo! Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. I'm here till 7 p.m.ers. I love how I just make up my own words here. What was the word I made up before? I don't have to go back and listen to the archives of what I said, but it was pretty awesome. Speaking of pretty awesome, Lee Scratch Perry, and stay tuned for the last, around 6:45 or 6:50, around that time-ish, you know, I'm going to go into the message, because Lee Scratch Perry is an innovator. He is innovative. I know exactly why he wanted to come through. I know exactly why, you know. And for somebody who is a sound engineer, a sound mixer, and makes beats and works in music production, I highly am appreciative of Lee Scratch Perry and what he's given and what he's given to all of us and the appreciation of reggae. So Lee Scratch Perry, Dreadlock in the Moonlight. I think this is what's happening right now. Stay tuned. This is going to be a good show.
Seed your soul, that's what you shall reap by being a bend. You light the fire to burn this naya, but it no work out. You're just a weak out, you're. You send your big neck police friend if he come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the scene. You get a jerk. For better could they trust in Jah. Shall be like Mount Zion high. That shall never remove it I am. But abide it forever Jaja. The knife that stick the sheep, I go stick the goat. Gonna feel when the knife is at your throat. For sowing bring reaping, and reaping is harvest. The seed that you sow, yeah, that's what you shall reap, yeah. And salvation, whom shall I fear? Jah the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Hypocrite in a bright light, parasite in a dim light, dreadlocks in moonlight, ballad at sunrise. Oh. Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. Do you hear? Do you see? Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. You send your big neck police friend if he come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the sea. You get a jerk. get a job. It no work. You set your spot to catch a wheel. If you did, you know. Judge your shackles on your trail. It couldn't work. It couldn't work. It couldn't work.
Started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hello, hello. Doo, 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 doo. If you didn't know, actually, that's the Little Rascals theme song. Yeah, the one from like the 1930s. Yeah. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Paranormal Playground sounds right here. Oh, I'm happy to say that I feel super charged. I feel super good after that meditation, and I really hope all of you who heard that felt good, and you felt the magic, and you felt all the good things that were coming in for you. Oh, just take a nice, good, deep breath and a good breather. Thank you, Spirit. You know, I like this time to take a moment to really connect with Spirit and the energy that's going on here with Lee Scratch Perry and the music of about water. And you know, as Art Garfunkel, you just heard right there, Waters of March, Lee Scratch Perry, Dreadlocks in the Moonlight, and Brian Wilson. This has been just an amazing show so far, and I wish you love and I wish you the best throughout this week. So stay clear, stay tuned and tapped in, and ask for guidance, and your spirit team will come in to help you. It's guaranteed. But you got to see the signs, and you got to believe in magic in order for that to happen. I trust in you. I believe in you. I have faith in you. Spirit is here for you, and the supernatural is right at your fingertips. So, talking about right at your fingertips, let's get it on with some Safaris with Wipeout, because this is the ultimate song about water. It's so good.
Thank you. better. Service your body if you want it to function. Exercise and build up your structure. Go to sea and learn how to swim. If you can't afford up a gym, buy a piece of rope. Buy a piece of rope. Buy a piece of rope. Exercise and tune up your system. Oh, ah. Babari, babari, oh. Oh, ah. Throw some water in. Throw some water in. Throw some water in. You must always water your garden. Water your garden, your seed will grow. If you want it to function, exercise and build up your structure. Go to sea and learn how to swim. If you can't afford up a gym, buy a piece of rope. Buy a piece of rope. Buy a skipping rope. Exercise and tune up your system. Water your garden and it will grow. Service your car and it will go. Service your body.
when to have a party. Hope you're hardy. Come out in your millions. Come out in your billions. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Oh God save the king, I see. As I tell the Queen of England, you gotta pray. How you don't pray, I'll make you pay.
Goodness, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That was so good. Oh, I was dancing in the studio. Oh my God. Oh, this is such a good idea. Oh my God. Thank you, Lee Scratch Perry. Thank you for your spirit being here. I feel so uplifted. See, this is what happens when we trust spirit. This is what happens when we trust our instincts. We trust and we follow and we manifest and we do it. I'm feeling so charged right now by all of that. Isn't that so good? Just, you can hear the genius in the production of everything he does and in that song. Oh my God, it's so good. He's one of a kind, and I'm so grateful that I got to, basically, that I was able to see him live. I'm so grateful that I got to see him and his Merlin wizard hat. It was such a magical night. It was so magical. I wish I could replay that night over and over. I think I was in high school. I was in high school, so back in the day. And I'm so grateful I got to see it. And I'm so grateful his spirit is here with us. And he's so generous with his spirit right now and telling whatever it is that he wants to tell us for the week. So everyone listening in, tuning in. So, okay, open up your hearts. Open up your hearts. Open up your life. Open it up, because we're going in to Lee Scratch Perry. And thank you for joining us. We're not done yet. We're doing the meditation. We're doing the we are transitioning to the message for the week and whatever else is to come. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you so much for all my spirit guides who came in my dreams to make this show happen today. Thank you for WMFO and the station for existing so I can have a show here to communicate this. So I thank you for letting me be of service, first of all. And let's go in. Oh, his spirit's here. It's just so good. So Lee Scratch Perry's spirit is here. I felt him entering, right? He was here the whole time, but he became very present, right? During that song. And his spirit's here. It's just so, it's so youthful, buoyant, just full of magic. This man, I mean, if you see any of his interviews, you would think this dude is like on stuff. This dude's crazy, but he's not. He's totally tapped in. He's totally so spiritual. He's so connected. That's why he wore the Merlin hat. He got it. All right. So as he's coming in, he's bringing in so much love right now. So what is the message, Lee Perry? What do you want to tell everybody? What did you come to bombard my station with and crash my playlist for? Thank you for doing that, by the way. Okay, what's coming in? I'm bringing in, your soul is a reflection of your dreams. Your dreams are a reflection of your art. And your art is everything we manifest. That was poetry in itself, that message. If we were to be completely our free selves right now, what would you do? And that is the question to ask yourself, is what he's coming in. If you were given permission without any judgment, without any worry about money or finances, without any kind of limits or anything that you didn't have to worry about, and you could just do it, have it, be it, snap your fingers and it was right there, and there was no such consequence, what would you do? What would it be? And of course without harm, without harming people and personal consequence and aligning with natural law. That has to do with your own self, your truer highest self. So to make it specific, what would that be? And the first thing you see, take that, draw it, meditate with it, play with it, because that is a seed to something that is going on in another dimension that wants to be born from you. So let me repeat, that is what he's saying. as you ask yourself, what could you do if there was no limitation right now in your way? Within natural laws that does not harm anyone and is in your highest good, what would you do? In all freedom. And the first thing, it doesn't matter if it's crazy, if it's weird, this is the whole point, to get your mind expanded and get comfortable with freeing your mind. We have been told this, that, no, yes, bad, good, black, white, constantly throughout the day, constantly throughout our lives. He's saying in order to get in tuned with complete free expansion, we must play games. We must be able to play with our minds. And this is one exercise where he's saying, it doesn't matter if you see a loaf of bread, like for example, if you're like, oh, I'm seeing a loaf of bread, draw a loaf of bread. If you're not a good draw, if you can't draw and you think you're not a great artist, it doesn't matter. Draw the closest thing. If you really are uncomfortable with drawing, I mean, cut out like a picture or a magazine, but get in touch with it. Meditate on what different things you can do with this object or with this vision. If it's taking a trip somewhere and you see yourself, oh, I would go to California right now, and you see a pic and say you draw a palm tree and then you draw the Hollywood sign. What can you do with that image when you put it down? What are the different things? And write down the different things you can do. These are exercises. What does that expand into? What does the palm tree and the Hollywood sign expand into? What is the next thing that's coming? Play is the key word, is what he's saying. He's bringing in all this message of innovation for this month because it's brand new. We are in the Aries season. We are in the Fool season. We are in the beginning season of being born again. This is the month of innovation. This is the month of doing something you've never done before. This is the month of gifts. This is the month of being reborn to your new self. So if anybody presents you to do something new, don't go into your comfort zone. Stop doing the comfort zone thing, is what he's saying. And don't be afraid. Say yes. Today, it's like the Jim Carrey movie. Yes, man. Say yes to it, because this is the unknown. Even if it doesn't turn out, like, obviously, you know, use your discernment and your intuition. You know, don't be reckless. But like, what you're feeling with the lines and you're getting introduced to do something new, say yes to it. Open up to it and be open, because there's so many gifts and surprises that are coming in the form of innovation. This is the creative mode. You are in a creative space this month. The Aries month. Innovation is here for you. What is the next thing he's bringing in? Do yourself a favor and make a goal to do one thing that shines your light. Whether it's getting on stage, whether it's wearing a type of flashy clothing that you made or you love, whether it's drawing, whether it's painting, it can be anything you created, whether it's getting on a video live and speaking about something and speaking your truth, do one thing this month that shines your light. And just by doing that one thing this month that projects shining your light, you will already create a path to the next thing to open. If you dare to be courageous and live in the unknown, these presents will come to you and it will keep unfolding. And that is the message right here from Lee Scratch Perry. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Lee Perry, for your spirit. And thank you all my spirit guides for coming in about the messages about water and the beautiful music. I wonder if, and Atlantis, the beautiful music that the spirits and the guides are bringing in from the water world. Thank you. I love you so much. Please stay tuned every Tuesday at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. Please. I'm buzzing right now. I love you so much. Thank you. Please leave you with that message, and I'm going to leave you with a last song about water from the Beach Boys, Cool, Cool Water. I will see you next time. I love you, and good night.
Sound, we can mix it down.
One, two, three.
Cool, so.